definitely deserved. We was excellent today from start to finish. You know, to be going in 1-0 at half time was a real blow for us, because for 35 minutes we dominated the game. So we tried to play, we did play, you know, we kept possession, we worked hard. You know, I couldn't really see a problem. You know, when you're on top, you need a goal, and I felt we needed that goal. And then we were sloppy at a corner. I mean, you know, young Ward was at fault because he was marking the guy who's headed the ball down for them to get a tap in. But with Wardy, you get the good and the bad, and there was more good than bad from Ward today. He was excellent. And then to a man, you know, the boys really, really put in a high-quality performance. So we went at half-time disappointed and annoyed and angry, and everybody was, you know, obviously feeling a little bit sorry for themselves. But we said, look, you know, we're more than capable of winning this game. You know, not trying a game, we're more than capable of winning this game. Let's go out and start as we did, you know. Started the game, which we did, second half. We got on the ball again, asked questions, caused them all sorts of problems. And, you know, as late as it came, you know, I did feel we deserved to win the game, you know. Their keepers made two or three, you know, really, really good saves. I know Bastos made a good save as well from the boy Jordan Smith, but other than that, Bastok's not really had much to do today. So, on reflection, possession and set pieces and corners and this, that and the other, and shots, you know, we was more than value for our win.
And also reward for you to keep going till the end, because it would have been easy in those final few minutes just to sit back and settle for the point.
Yeah, well, we wasn't going to do that. We just want to win the game, you know. We felt that a draw would have been a good result for them, and they would have been happy with that, so... You know, we kept pushing. I kept asking the boys, go on, win the game. As the game got stretched, I felt that we had more legs than them anyway, and we had more, you know, more speed and more pace and a little bit more mobility in the final third. And, you know, the game did open up as game, you know, progressed. So I felt we had enough to win it. You know, if we usually when you go away for a moment, if it's 1-1, you kind of settle in for a draw. But we want wins, you know, and we're good enough to get wins. So last week was a good performance. Today, you know, disappointed we threw away a clean sheet, because that's what we're trying to do, but we scored two goals today, so, and we've got 3 points, so we've got to be happy with that.
You must be very pleased for Ben as well. He's had to be patient, and he's not complained, and he's got on with things, and he's getting his rewards now.
He's getting his rewards now, and we've asked the question. Look, you've gone and started 3 games in the last three. He's not played because he's not warranted a place. You know, he's there for people. You know, when I came in and I started playing, it was because I needed to go in and play. So I've asked him, if you want to go in and play and stay in the team, go and put in that performance every week. I thought he was brilliant last week, and he's working really, really hard. And it gives us a little bit up top with the fact that he's able to keep putting defenders under pressure. I mean, he got back and defended. For me, he was man of the match. I thought, you know, lots and lots of good personal performances. But for me, watching a front man play, I thought he was immense today. You know, knew he's a clever player, worked really hard, did really well. And Spencer, we know what Spencer's about. He's got that quality and he's working hard. Those front three are working their socks off at the minute, which is going to take. You know, they're not blessed with height and power in that respect, but they've got pace. They've got, you know, a little bit of devilment and determination. And, you know, Ben's got his just rewards. Scoring in the 93rd minute is a great time to go and win a game. So I am pleased for him.
How helpful has it also been for you the last couple of games to take a step back and see things from the sidelines?
Well, I felt it was needed, to be honest. As much as I've enjoyed playing and coming in, and I think people get a little bit carried away with that, and you know, I know the supporters would more than likely like me to go out there and play every week, but you know, first and foremost, I'm a manager and I'm trying to bring players on, and I need to see what's going on. You know, I've only been able to see the games watching DVDs, and it's different when you're in the game and playing the game. You know, you're caught up in all the emotion of it. So I'm able to help the boys individually now, being on the side and seeing what I see, see if there's anything I can implement to improve them. You know, obviously, I'm working with them during the week. But, you know, on a match day, you need to see if people are pulling their weight, if they are really playing to their level. You know, I can see more from the sideline than I can during the game. So people need to appreciate that. As much as I enjoy playing, I'm not far away. I keep fit. If I'm needed, I'm needed. But, you know, I think for Boston, long term, we're looking to bring players in who can take the club forward and are there for the future. So, you know, for me, yes, it has been helpful me being on the side.